Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 16th. You'll be interested to know, 108 years ago, today in 1916, Margaret Sanger, an activist for women's reproductive rights, opened the first birth control clinic in the United States in Brooklyn, New York. This pioneering event marked a significant advancement in the movement for women's health and autonomy and laid the foundation for future reproductive rights initiatives and healthcare services in the country. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and feels like 34 degrees with 17 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:59. And it will rise again tomorrow at 7. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with a high near 54 and a light northwest breeze at about 12 miles per hour. Tonight, we'll have clear skies with a low of 39 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 10:30 with a low tide just before 5. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies through Sunday with highs ranging from the upper 50s to low 70s and light west or northeast winds. Nights will be mostly clear with lows in the 40s to low 50s. Enjoy the pleasant weather. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a giant great white shark washed up on a beach in Orleans, Cape Cod, prompting authorities to call a flatbed tow truck for its removal. Located about a 90-mile drive southeast of Boston, the unusual situation led police to treat the shark like a stuck vehicle. In a Facebook post, Orleans police noted it was not one of our typical calls for service, highlighting the unpredictability of their shifts. While the shark's size was not specified, it was large enough to fill the back of the tow truck. Researchers plan to conduct a necropsy to determine the cause of death. Now on to sports. Buffalo Bills fans are celebrating as the team swiftly responded to a significant addition by a rival in the AFC East. The Bills finalized a trade to acquire wide receiver Amari Cooper and a 2025 sixth-round pick from the Cleveland Browns in exchange for a 2025 third-round pick and a 2026 seventh-round pick. This move aligns with the New York Jets' recent acquisition of six-time Pro Bowler Devontae Adams. Although Cooper's early 2024 performance includes only 24 receptions for 250 yards, his potential resurgence could significantly boost the Bills' offense. Last night, the Yankees secured a solid 6-3 victory over the Cleveland Guardians in Game 2 of the ALCS. Aaron Judge's powerful two-run homer set the tone, while Anthony Rizzo's clutch double extended the lead. Clay Holmes earned the win, with Tanner Bibee taking the loss. With this win, New York leads the series 2-0, putting them in a commanding position. Tonight, the Dodgers face the Mets at Citi Field for Game 3 of the NLCS, with the series tied 1-1. Walker Buehler, struggling with a 10.8 ERA, will pitch against Luis Severino, who holds a 4.5 ERA. Expect a brisk 53 degrees in Queens, where the Mets are favored by 1.5 runs. In local sports, there were no Boston sports last night. But tonight, the Bruins, holding a record of 2 wins and 2 losses, are set to hit the road to face the struggling Colorado Avalanche, who have yet to win a game this season with 3 losses. The puck is set to drop at 9:30 at Ball Arena. Boston's David Pastrnak, who has already scored 3 goals and provided 1 assist this season, aims to propel his team to another victory. Meanwhile, the Avalanche's Nathan MacKinnon is eager to break their 3-game losing streak. In top news, must-see viewing has returned with the San Diego Zoo's live panda cam, featuring the giant pandas, Yan Chuan and Xin Bao. Launched yesterday, the camera allows fans worldwide to observe these adorable creatures as they munch bamboo and nap. Morning footage began around 9:30, showcasing the pandas in their expansive, bamboo-filled homes. Paul Baribault, the zoo's president and chief executive officer, unveiled the camera on Good Morning America, expressing excitement for their return. The 2 pandas arrived in the United States on June 28th, becoming the first in 21 years, under a decade-long loan from China. In business news, Tom Brady has received approval from the National Football League to acquire a minority stake in the Las Vegas Raiders. The former quarterback, who has been pursuing this investment for over a year, will obtain a 5% stake in the team. The NFL voted on this deal, allowing Brady, along with Tom Widener and Richard Seymour, to acquire about a 10% share. While the exact transaction price remains undisclosed, the team was valued at $7.8 billion earlier this year. Brady also owns a minority share in the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces and has a lucrative commentating deal with Fox Sports. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $67,200. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $155. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Exciting developments are underway in vaccine technology as gentle nasal sprays are being tested against COVID, the flu, and respiratory syncytial virus. For many, including Allison Velasquez, who struggles with a severe fear of needles, this breakthrough could be life-changing. Early trials in the United States show promising immune responses from nasal vaccines. Researchers believe these sprays could be available by 2027, potentially revolutionizing how we combat respiratory viruses. Unlike traditional injections, nasal vaccines may offer faster and stronger protection, while addressing vaccine equity concerns in low-income regions. The future of vaccination looks needle-free and more accessible. And in entertainment news, Paramount Global's board has approved bonus payments for its 3 co-chief executive officers, even if they leave their positions. Co-chief executive officers George Cheeks, Chris McCarthy, and Brian Robbins will receive an additional 100% of their base salary, plus restricted share units valued at $3 million each. These bonuses will only apply to the current fiscal year after their appointment on April 29th. Meanwhile, Paramount aims to cut annual costs by $500 million ahead of its merger with Skydance Media, which includes laying off 15% of its U.S.-based workforce by year-end. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Israeli psychologist and Nobel laureate, Daniel Kahneman. And he said, "It's a wonderful thing to be optimistic. It keeps you healthy and it keeps you resilient." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.